I thought we might start out with a really basic question. I actually have encountered this question from attorneys, but why do GCs have to talk to auditors at all? Todd, maybe you want to take that one.
Yeah, that would be great. So I think one of the things to think about, and through the presentation today, we're going to throw out some accounting standards because I thought it would be helpful for the attorneys in the room when you're having conversations with auditors to know, you know, we're not just making this stuff up, right? We're going back to accounting standards that lay out why we're getting the information we get. So it all starts with the audit engagement letter. And accounting standard AU section 210 lays out the terms of an engagement between an auditor and his client. And a couple key points in there for you guys to think about. Here's what it says in the standard, right? One, access to all information of which management is aware that is relevant to the preparation and fair presentation of the financial statements. Two, additional information that the auditor may request from management for the purpose of the audit. And three, unrestricted access to persons within the entity from whom the auditor determines it's necessary to obtain audit evidence, right? So the general counsel fits into that, and you have conversations with them around business transactions, loss contingencies, you know, and many more topics, right? And we're going to cover investigations and how you kind of navigate talking to your audit through the investigation process part of this discussion.
Okay. Anything else to add on that topic, Danny or Ira?
Yeah, I mean, I think about this, you know, from the standpoint of the GC, you know, to your point about the standard, you have to give access to all information relevant to a fair presentation of financial statements. So the important part of that from the standpoint of the GC is the evaluation of all contingent liabilities, including pending and threatened litigation.